ask you the obvious first question.
Do you know anything about this shooter in Charleston?
No, I didn't even know that it was at a black church. I thought it was a guy. I saw it on the yesterday morning on the. And I don't read the thing. I think everybody knows that you don't read stuff. And it sounded like this guy, like what they emphasized in that story was that his father had given him a gun. And that was sort of the gun control angle. Mm-hmm. I figured that was it, and I didn't see the rest of it.
Now that you've seen the rest of it, what are your thoughts?
Like any other human being, I don't like the idea of someone marching in and shooting people. But the solution, according, you see, these buzzards, you know, the SPLC and the gun control organizations and so forth, every time there's a tragedy, they charge in there and raise money on it. Right now, they're using it to attack the Confederate flag. I think the guy was wearing a Rhodesian flag and a South African flag. But it's, you know, whatever they can. I got I was on their SPLC's mail list for a while. They sent out one mailing to that they were going to try to get more minorities in northern Idaho. This was their great cause. So they're pretty desperate for something to raise money on.
You write a blog, and
I just read the news on.
No, but you write a blog.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Since 1998,
and it deals with segregation issues.
It deals no, because we can't. Our motto, the reason we're driving nuts, our motto is, we're not going to talk about any specifics until you, they stop acting like a mob. The whole media, the SPLC, the whole crowd, and they start shrieking. It's like George Orwell's sheep in his animal farm. As soon as somebody says something, they start screaming, two legs bad, four legs good. It's a mob. They're screaming. And they're out for money, and they're buzzards. They're waiting for something like this to happen. Well, then they can start screaming about something, and that raises good money.
Well, Mr. Whitaker, this did happen, yeah. And it seems like this... Well,
there are going to be a large number of murders this week, I can tell you that.
But there are very few murders where the shooter seems to want to start a race war, which is what he apparently has told the police. Very few shootings like that, and very few shootings where a young white kid from a very white neighborhood goes down to Charleston, South Carolina, into a very black church and kills nine people.
Yeah. So what am I supposed to do about it?
Do you feel any responsibility towards that being part of?
It's the SPLC that's always talking about how evil white people are.
So you don't see that if this person was visiting your blog, if this person was visiting other...
They tried to pull that on me when they interviewed me one time on SPLC, and I said, come on, man, you're a professional. What's the oldest line in the world that, you know, my blog, man, I said, SPLC is always talking about how evil white people are. And I've never heard of anybody going through and say some black guy starts killing white people. Nobody ever talked about the police go through their place and the list of publications they have. It's a mob.
What
buzzards.
What do you think about this particular person who
I
wanted
know nothing
this,
about him? What do you think about?
I'm asking you about his supposed cause to start a race war. Is that, is that in any way in line with any thinking you might have?
Nothing I say. In fact, I'm not even trying to offer a solution. But what I'm saying is, we want to discuss it. That's why we only...
To discuss what?
White genocide. The fact that only white are targeted by diversity. That's why we if only one race, when you talk about immigration,
that white,
we all know what you're talking about, and you do too.
And you believe that
white countries have to bring in large numbers of third world people. They have to assimilate with them. The mayor of Paris has a sign up that says, French women are for African men. The city of Paris put that up. And some woman came along and put stuff in French about how bad, how, you know, about how.
So you, I mean, you truly do believe that a quote unquote white race is under attack?
Well, yeah, quote unquote white race. Now, the same people who talk about white guilt.
I'm asking you about what
you're
talking about.
Yes, but I'm letting you finish my sentence. I thought you were interviewing me. Okay. The same people who talk about white guilt, white people stole America, and all those things, then turn right around and say, what's white? What does that mean? White? You know, and the prayer, you just repeated it, you know.
Well,
if I talked about white still America, you'd know exactly what I was talking about.
Yeah.
But now, since they, you know, the line is, there's, it depends on, you know, which phase you're in, but you follow right along.
Well,
the so-called white race.
I'm just trying to figure out what you are saying.
No, you're not. Anyway,
well, anyway, I am. The shooter said to police, now this is reported through police,
yeah,
that he felt that his white community, white race, was under attack. Do you feel that same way, is what I'm asking? In whatever way you define the white race?
We, as I have said, immigration is only pushed on white countries. Everybody knows that. Not on Japan, not on Taiwan. And the answer I usually get is duh, you know. But the fact is, we all know that. When you talk about diversity, you're always talking about white people. Now, if any other race were targeted that way, there'd be some question about it. But you, but the press or the whoever they are, they always act like it's, they never heard this before.
Well, I just heard it from you, but I'm going to ask the question again, because you answered the question by talking about Japan and Taiwan. I'm asking you again, do you feel the white race in the United States, I'll even be more specific, is under attack?
The idea is to get rid of us, yes. That's called genocide. Their aim, they talk about a brown world. They're not talking about the world. They're talking about assimilation in white countries and only white countries.
And what is, in your viewpoint, the solution to that?
I am not allowed to talk about it. What I've got is a mob screaming racist, Nazi.
So you won't talk about your solution?
I can't.
Because?
Because I'm not allowed. I mean, if I say anything, these people start screaming racist, Nazi, white supremacist, whatever. This is like any other group of people who suppress free speech. They don't say we're suppressing free speech. They just call you names and threaten you. And you know damn well I get threats and I get, you know, I get attacked. And you know it very well. I mean,
well, the offensive question which I will ask you, and you probably are ready to
ask me.
Do you think
free speech,
that if this kid, right, believes the same thing you believe, that white America is under attack, and he proactively decided to go out and do something about that.
That's the way you think?
I'm asking you.
Do you go shoot up
churches? Of course not, I don't.
I don't either. Well, then why are you asking me?
I'm asking you if you think that.
I don't think walking into a church and shooting people is a good idea. I don't think it's that complicated. Is that really a complicated concept for you?
So you don't believe there's any connection between his
ideology
and your ideology?
I have no idea what's going on in this kid's mind in Charleston, South Carolina. No. But everybody talks about income distribution, where the poor are getting poorer and the rich are getting richer. That's what Stalin talked about.
There's no way it's in an instant.
Doesn't that mean that's a communist slash?
It's not happening.
Every communist that ever killed somebody, that you're abetting them?
Maybe 10 seconds.
You're not going to answer me. Now, of course,
I'm not.
But what I'm saying is, they used to do that. Anybody talked about income distribution with the communists.
Yeah.
Now anybody talks about what we all know, all this land only to white people.
Why do you still write the blog? You've been writing it for so long?
I've been teaching my people how to get as much of our message as we can. That we want the right of America to talk about our race being singled out. Period. That's it. But in order to say that, it's very hard to get that out, that message out. Because the media don't want to talk about it. They have their point of view. And Soviet Union had its point of view. The United States is not as bad as that. But you keep using screens and labels and blaming anybody who disagrees with you for murders. Hey, you can get that Soviet Union guy.
How many followers do you have on your blog? Any idea?
I can't keep up with that stuff. My last technical stuff was I had earphones and a code key in my hand in the 50s by the ham. And we don't keep up with that. We do have them. They are spreading the word. What I'm trying to do is keep them from getting off on all these other issues, religious or, you know, or conspiracies and all that stuff, and just talk about we have a right to speak. And talk about this is only aimed at white people, period. But we only get a minute to say that, you know, on these blogs. But it's all over the world now. They've got it in Paris now, they've got it in Sweden now. That's why I'm affected. Mm-hmm. This is my entire message. You stop being a mob.
Alright, well, we really appreciate it.
Let me unplug you.
Yeah, don't get up just yet.
You got a little pouch there, don't you?
Oh, gee, thanks, kid. I needed that.
Here we go.